The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Let me tell you something, listeners. Every time I'm in my practice with patients and they are coming complaining of something, you know what I always do? Almost number one, if not, well, there's a lot of number ones because I got to do a lot to understand what's going on. But I definitely get in looking at the medications that they are taking, whether they're prescribed or over the counter, and understanding the side effects. Because believe it or not, there are so many over the counter remedies and, of course, prescription medications that cause side effects that are almost like masking as clinical presentations. Let's take cold medications, just for example, or sinus congestion medications, cold, flu, allergies, whatever it is. You can actually dry yourself out, increase your heart rate and blood pressure. They can rev you up so you can't sleep. So if I've got a patient going, you know, been having a really hard time sleeping, and if I don't ask that good question, like, well, are you taking any over-the-counter medications for your sinus congestion? Then I'm going to miss it because, boy, oh boy, that's what happens. And when it comes to cold, flu, allergies, and sinus congestion, and any other thing, I think, in natural medicine, when you look at it, you've got to have safe, natural symptom relief. And I've got Cheryl Myers here from Europharma USA to help me impart to you some safe, effective, love these words, and natural relief for sinus congestion. Welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. I am always happy to be able to visit with you.
Yay. You know, I got to tell you, it's kind of funny because I've been having a little bit of stress this week. My mom took a tumble and broke her hip and her arm. And sometimes when I'm going to bed at night, I start to think about things like, and I get very like, and sometimes I really need to assist my sleep, and I'm human, right? So I don't do everything naturally. Like, I actually take diphenhydramine. That's the form of Benadryl to make me sleepy so I can go to sleep at night. Like, I use it intentionally. But boy, a lot of people are taking things like that as well when they've got the sinus congestion. What can you tell me about a more natural relief for sinus congestion?
Well, you are absolutely right in that a lot of the over-the-counter remedies for sinus congestion, whether it's caused by a cold or the flu, or whether it's caused by allergies, can have all kinds of adverse effects that we just don't want to deal with. So I understand, you know, with diphenhydramine, Benadryl for allergies, that really knocks people out and can make it unsafe for them to drive cars or to go about their daily business. The other extreme are the pseudoephedrins and the chlorotrimetons and all of those kinds of things that...
Ooh, I love it when you talk like that.
Oh, you do? That dry you out and can actually cause cracking in the mucous membranes of the sinuses, which actually can allow the germs to penetrate deeper. So you can start out with a cold and end up with a bacterial sinus infection. And you're right, it's not safe to take if you have high blood pressure or if you're, you know, you have any kind of heart concerns or even prostate concerns or some adverse interactions. So, yes, one of the things that I just love is a product called Sinucare, and it's a blend of two essential oils that are designed for human use. And one of them is eucalyptus, and the other one is myrtle. Now, everybody's
now,
heard of eucalyptus.
Because I want to stop you right there, because a lot of people, you're right, heard of eucalyptus, and you're talking about a product that you actually take orally, right? Because a lot of people, as you've been, or I think you were about to say, heard of eucalyptus and you smell it. You can put it, like a lot of times I'll have people put it on a warm washcloth kind of, and make, you know, that smell that almost like, well, it's kind of what Vicks Vapor Rub was made of. But you're talking about these essential oils that you actually take internally, correct?
Absolutely. And while I understand that smelling eucalyptus or using eucalyptus in steam or in a bath is incredibly soothing, eucalyptus and myrtle, both of these plants, turn out to have a compound in them called cineol. And cineol helps to relieve sinus congestion naturally. Now, if you think of your sinuses as a bunch of rooms with doorways in between them, the things that happen when we have sinus congestion is, number one, we start to have some swelling. And when you have some swelling in the rooms, it makes the doorways more narrow, correct? And so it's a little bit harder to get things in and out. The next thing that happens, though, is that our body is trying to flush all of these bad substances away from us, whether it's an allergen or whether it's a virus. And so we start to make even more mucus in our body and then mucus in our sinuses. So it's kind of silly. It's like we're increasing the number of people in the room while at the same time we're closing down the doors. So no wonder that things start to swell and get pretty darned uncomfortable. So the way that cineol works and the compounds in eucalyptus and myrtle is, number one, they do help to relieve some of the sinus swelling and inflammation. So the doors open up. It helps to thin the mucus a little bit, because it just makes sense, doesn't it, that something that's thin is going to drain more easily than something that starts to get thick and heavy. But the most important thing they do is that it helps these tiny little finger-like projections of sinuses that are called cilia that actually flutter constantly to move substances along. When our sinuses drain, it's not just gravity. It's these little cilia that are also helping to push that mucus along. It enhances how the strength with which they beat. It enhances the frequency, so it speeds them up and it helps them be stronger so that they can really do a better job of moving that mucus out of the sinuses.
Awesome. So, you know, and that's absolutely amazing because, and I think what's also great about what you're telling me regarding this product is, you know, a lot of times I feel like over-the-counter, conventional over-the-counter medications are sort of counterintuitive to me. They're just really counterintuitive to me. They're suppressant, you know, like a cough suppressant, et cetera, where it's like, you know, if you look at the natural response of the immune system, a lot of these things are happening to help get things out, to help. If you're coughing, it's, you know, that cough is a reaction because there's an allergen perhaps that, hey, you don't want to get down and nestled into the lungs and you don't want a pneumonia or a lung infection, et cetera. So, you know, some of these things, a fever too, you know, you look at it, think of a fever gets stimulated when the immune system is like, hey, we got to heat up the body because we got to kill this invader, right? And so anti-fever medications, now certainly we want to be safe and don't let fevers get too high. But I remember back in naturopathic medical school with my colleagues that had babies, we'd see them at 104 degrees as far as their fever. And we just were like applauding because we knew that their body was doing such a great job. And I think the last thing we want to do is actually suppress that natural immune function. And this product doesn't seem to do that at all.
No, it helps the body do what the body's trying to do, which I think is always a better idea than trying to twist the body's arm behind its back and make it do something it doesn't want to do. I think it always works to work with the body. And, you know, the other thing is we do not want sinus congestion. We do not want a lot of mucus in our sinuses. Number one, it makes you miserable. Number two, if you're like me, I can't breathe through my mouth. So if I lay down at night, my sinuses are completely congested and I can't breathe through my nose, I have a terrible time getting to sleep. So, I mean, it's for comfort and it is to keep you clear-headed, but that's another important reason to make sure that you get your sinuses draining properly, and that's because what starts out as a cold or a virus or an allergy and is pretty mild can turn into a far more serious sinus infection, because if you let that gunk, that's a technical medical term, gunk, if you let that sit in your sinuses, it's a perfect breeding ground for bacteria. So you've got this little petri dish going, you know, it's all warm and moist, and then if you start to get a bacterial growth going in your sinuses, then you are going to be miserable, and then you're going to have to take more dramatic steps, because now you're not just dealing with congestion, you're dealing with a serious bacterial infection. So that's another important reason why it's not just about comfort, although, hey, I'm all about the comfort, but it's also about preventing that minor cold or those allergies from turning into something more serious. So I think it's very, very important to help our bodies do what our body is trying to do, and that is to get the stuff out of our sinuses so that we can breathe normally through our nose.
Right. And then also, so you're talking about Sinucare. It's a combination of eucalyptus and myrtle oil in a small capsule that can deliver hours of freedom from congestion. And here's the other thing. We've got like 45 seconds, but I'm going to take it and sort of tie it up and finish it off. If you mistake the sinus congestion, the allergy, the viral infection perhaps, for a bacterial infection, or perhaps if your primary care doctor does, you're going to end up on a antibiotic, and that's going to make things worse, and it's another slippery slope. So once again, Cheryl Myers, terrynaturally.com. You can look for Sinucare on Dr. Google or terrynaturally.com or your pharma. Thank you so much for being here. Listen, we're just helping you try to stay well on Radio MD. This is Dr. Holly, and I thank you for listening.